What's up, movie lovers? It's your girl Rossi, and I'm back with another show. Now, you guys know that once a month we do our video game segment. So tonight we're going to discuss the Assassin's Creed series, where we're at, where we came from, and where we're going to end up. Okay, and we'll definitely talk about Assassin's Creed Mirage. So let's get into it, guys. What's up, my folks? How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing really good.
Doing good.
So everyone knows tonight, guys, we're going to talk about Assassin's Creed. We'll talk about the new one, definitely, but we're just going to go through the years of Assassin's Creed and give you our opinions on what we think about them, where they started at, and the ones that we don't like, and where we're at now. So Assassin's Creed. The first Assassin's Creed came out in 2007. It was on the PC, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. And basically the original that all started it, Assassin's Creed follows modern day Desmond Miles as he enters the Animus to take control of his ancestor, 12th century assassin Altair Alahad, during their third crusade of the Holy Land, as he looks to recover an artifact from the Templars. Everyone's played it. What do you guys think? That first Assassin's Creed.
So I remember, because of the fact it's based on Renaissance and stuff like that, and I'm also a big history nerd. Yes. So the first thing I thought of, okay, I need to play this game because, number one, it takes place in the Renaissance period, and you're also an assassin. And then, you know, I didn't know that there was another aspect outside of that aspect either. So it is meet Desmond for the very first time too, and then he's going into this machine to meet up with his ancestor, right. And his ancestors basically tell him the story, and then you're also trying to find that artifact. I was actually on board for this wild goose chase,
right?
And that's what got me invested in the storytelling. And then of course the stupid training that they make you do first with trying not to bump into somebody.
Oh my god! Like, come on, right?
Yeah, because I'm the type of person, I have ADD, okay? So if I'm trying to sneak into something, I'm going to be like the loudest motherfucker around because I just don't care, you know?
I was excited about it, you know? It was something different that when the trailer was coming out, I remember our whole household was in a buzz. Like, everyone wanted that game. I definitely wanted that game. And I'm not really into a lot of sneaking games where you have to be careful, but I really wanted to play that because I like you, John. I love the Crusade era, the history of it all, and anything that I can have a sword. It was just interesting, but seeing him, you know, fly or what, take a leap off of the buildings, and seeing that in the trailer, it's like, what's that about? Anyone else?
I just like the framing of like how the story is framed in Assassin's Creed. I like how it has. You're in modern day time, but then, you know, which each game is different. You go to a different ancestor, you know, obviously Ezio is there for a while, or Ezio, he's there for a while. But I just love how they do the outside framing of the story, then go into the deeper story. I love the time period. And the thing I've always loved about Assassin's Creed is hiding in plain sight. I love the aspect of just being in the middle of the crowd and you're hiding in plain sight. I just think it's awesome. I think Assassin's Creed, the first one, I think it's good because it started out the whole series. I don't think it necessarily will hold up to this day, but I think it set the groundwork for what Assassin's Creed will become.
I mean, Assassin's Creed was probably one of the very first games I got on 360. Because I was 12 years old when this came out, and I remember playing, it reminded me of Sly Cooper.
Right.
When I was a kid, and it was that same sneaky, you know, S-type game, and obviously Sly was more cartoon, but, like, as I was getting older and consoles and everything like that, like, this was a great, like, kind of transition, I guess, into this world. And like John said, I love the storyline that they set up with having to do the bits in the future to understand what's happening in the past, and, you know, all that kind of integration between the stories and the characters. I thought it was perfect for it.
Don, what about you? What did you think about the first game?
Yeah, I think for me it was the trailer, because I think what it was, you know, Splinter Cell was out, we played Metal Gear, we had played, you know, Hitman, all these assassin type games. But this game, you were running up the side of buildings, you know, jumping off of things, and you're set, you know, back in a period of history, which, again, I'm like you guys, I'm a huge history nerd. So yeah, for me, that was a huge sell. So, but seeing that trailer for the first time and just kind of what you could do,
yeah,
wasn't just sneaking around corners. It was sneaking up on top of a building, coming down. Like, it was just different at the time for what gaming, any other game was doing in that genre, right, especially. So, yeah, I think that trailer is probably where I was like, oh, okay, this is something real different. And then it paid off in the end. I mean, I think, like Trust said, it's probably not going to hold up the most over time in Assassin's Creed, but it does set the groundwork and it sets up what we do get later. So I completely agree with that.
For sure. John, what did you think about the bird, the eagle? What did you, that alone, opening up the world with the eagle?
I love the eagle eye. That's actually hands down one of my favorite things to do, is to eavesdrop on different people's conversations and stuff like that. That was something I really liked. It made me feel like I was on an episode of Gossip Girl for a second. But, you know, like,
right.
But, you know, I love that whole entire aspect of it. It's a mystery within this sci-fi kind of world, and you're trying to figure things out. And then also, too, having to climb on top of the building to get open up the rest of the world, that's challenging in itself, because I was actually stuck on one part. I was like, okay, how the hell do I even get my ass up there?
Right, yeah.
Because I'm like, every single time I do it, I'm always falling. I press the wrong button. And then I wind up finding out, too, that I'm also opened up this world already, and I'm using Eagle Eye again. So apparently I like the perch more than I thought whenever I was doing the building, but yeah.
I thought that was a cool aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, in Grand Theft Auto, you know, the earlier days in Grand Theft Auto, you had to finish out certain missions in order to get to another town. Yeah. So, but I liked how in Assassin's Creed, you didn't have to worry about that. Wherever you saw, you know, the tallest building, you know, you go there and you can open up that part of land. Now, they did have the invisible wall where they had where you couldn't cross over to another area, but still, the most beautiful thing is when you do reach that peak and it opens up, and just that 360, you know, view of that bird's eye view of the world. It's so exciting, because every time you open up something, you go to a new world and or a new land, you open that up, it's exciting, and you just sit up there. And remember at that time, guys, the graphics for that
they were awesome.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. What did you think, Jason, that whole premise of the eagle eye?
I completely loved it. I mean, like you said, I liked the whole having to go over the lands. Like John said, being able to eavesdrop, I'm a huge, I grew up on the subway. So being able to hear other people's conversations has always been a delight of mine. So I truly do love that. And just being able to get that extra intel before you get into situations was always a great aspect to have.
Right. What did you guys think about, like, the first kill, like, in the first Assassin's Creed, when you do that first kill? First of all, the blades that comes out of his...
Oh, his wrist?
Yeah. The wrist, you know?
Yeah.
What did you think about that when you took that leap and you jumped and you were able to execute and then try to scurry away? Anyone have thoughts on that?
I wanted to do it again.
I think it's one of the most satisfying things in games, because it literally... It hasn't changed much, and I don't mean literally it hasn't changed, because it has, but...
Right.
It is just still the same thing. When you jump down from a place and you pull that thing out and stab it in somebody's neck, it is just as satisfying as the first
one.
I think it was amazing just how, like, much everyone took to it. Because, I mean, like, kids in my school were all putting, like, rulers underneath their sleeves and, like, ding, ding, ding. it was so cool.
What I really like about the first kill, and then when you have to get away, it forces you to really explore the parkour that they put into the game. Yes. And that's what I like. It forces you to really experiment with the parkour and to jump off.
What you can do, that's cool shit.
Exactly.
Like, okay,
what else
can I do?
And when you get to, like, a really high building and then you jump into a bale of hay, a cart of hay, it's just so cool. And then watching them walk around and trying to find out where the hell you're at. And then they're just walking through the crowd really stealthily and just walking through the crowd, not trying to bump anyone. It is just...
Right.
Oh yeah,
it's great, and all the Assassin's Creed games, they do a great job at recreating old history, like the town. The town feels like it's in the early 1000 years. Like, it's just, I the first Assassin's Creed is fucking awesome.
Well, I love because every Assassin's Creed game starts with this is a work of fiction, but we did take stuff from history, so
yeah,
there's gonna be real stuff in here. So they do a really great job, I think, of balancing history and sort of still keeping it fantasy. You know,
right.
My other favorite thing is though too with the first game was when you were inside that armory and you had to find that one guy and you had to poison him.
Oh yeah,
and then having to explain everything, and then him taking his life afterwards. I like the confession stuff though too. Right. Before you take his life, that's my favorite thing is when he's confessing to you.
Yeah.
Also, if you remember it was the first Assassin's Creed. Remember when you killed the whoever you needed to kill. Remember, they would be in that the video game would convert to where you see them and you're talking to them while they're dying and. You know, it's like the pause screen. Do you guys remember that? If you kill someone and then you know what I mean? You could talk to them and then they're gone and then you're off to the next and so on and so on. Well, in 2008, guys, we have Assassin's Creed Altair's Chronicles that came out in 2008. That was on DS, okay? And then we go to Assassin's Creed 2 back in 2009, again, PC, PlayStation 3. And the Xbox 360. So in the second game, Desmond's modern day plot continues, but this time he uses the Animus to take control of another one of his assassin ancestors, Italian Ezio Auditore, whatever else. And during the height of the Renaissance between 1476 and 1499, what'd you guys think about the second game?
Best Assassin's Creed in the series. Yeah, highly and out of all of the Assassin's Creed, it got the highest Metacritic score, 91 out of 100. It is.
It's hard to argue. Yeah.
And honestly, like Frito, I'm born in 95. I played all the Sly Coopers 1 through 3 multiple times, and with Assassin's Creed 2, it's in Venice. Sly Cooper 3, you're in Venice. And I just loved it. I love the fact that they have Leonardo da Vinci, a young Leonardo da Vinci, who is probably my favorite character in the game. He is just awesome. Right. And then they also have Caterina Forza. And really cool fact about Caterina Forza, she is supposedly the inspiration for the drug lord Catalina in Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Really?
Yeah, she supposedly is the inspiration for that character in Grand Theft Auto series. So I thought that was really cool.
That is interesting.
There's so many things to unwrap about Assassin's Creed 2. The new forms of transportation, the horses, the gondolas. The
gondola transportation.
The gondola transportation is awesome.
In this one, Ezio's on a mission of revenge against those who killed his brothers and his father. So I just want to put that in.
Love the revenge. The revenge plot is awesome. The
revenge story is awesome.
That's the goal of
And I will say they kind of overdid the whole revenge plot with a lot of Assassin's Creed games later on down the line. But with this being the first one, I love the revenge story.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's easily, definitely, like I said, it's hard to argue it's one of the best Assassin's Creed. I mean, it's definitely the one I remember from that, playing probably the most other than 3. I played a lot of 3 also, but definitely 2 was one of those games that even I went back and played probably 4, 5, 6 times after.
Okay.
So, I played it a lot.
Yeah.
Same.
I thought Venice was beautiful. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, Russ. I'm sorry.
Absolutely beautiful game. Yeah.
No, I just want to say that again. You know, obviously graphics get better. It was just a 2 years later, but still, Venice was absolutely beautiful. It's exactly what you would expect for Venice to be. So I'm really impressed by that world. You know, and so I feel like they really upped the ante in that one, and just, you know, like you said, the horses and everything else that you're able to do, and the people in history that you're able to meet. Freaking awesome. It was a fun game and definitely finished it.
Well, and they put Assassin's Creed 2 on a new engine, so that helped with it look better. I will say though, they did like enhance like the parkour and stuff like that, but it still felt kind of clunky. I will say some of the parts, like I remember you go to a party in Venice and you have to assassinate one of the guys at the party.
Right.
You have to get away and you're running on the rooftops. I can't tell you how many times I had to play that part over because I would jump for a place and I would never grab a ledge. Yeah. Like yes. I would jump and I'd be like, dude, I'm pressing X and it would not grab the ledge. Like
that's the masquerade
party. It was so, yeah, the masquerade party, there you go. The masquerade party. Yeah. And I remember getting away after that and you're on the rooftops and you're running and it's at night.
Yeah.
And dude, it was still really, the mechanics were better, but it was really still kind of clunky.
We still have some things to work on. John, what is it that you wanted to say?
So my thing is this. Number one, I'm a sucker for Italian culture. I'm a sucker for a revenge story. Number three, whenever you're first introduced to Ezio and then this girl that he's falling in love with, he's outside, he's a hopeless romantic, throwing the stone at the girl's window and everything. Ezio, what are you doing? But you know what though? This is what I love about it though. You actually do feel like you're in Venice. You do feel like that you have a connection with Leonardo da Vinci and everything. And that's actually, I agree with Trust though. That's actually hands down one of my favorite things because I love Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
But not only that, but trying to find the codex was actually the hardest thing to do. Then also another thing that was actually hard was trying to open up those gates in the sewer and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That was a pain in the ass. Another thing though too is I remember I traded the game in because of the fact I needed money, not because it was bad, but
okay.
But I ended up buying.
You hated two. Just say it. You hated two.
No, I love two. I love two dogs. But you know, I went on ahead and rebought it again because it had part one and part two as a combo deal. I'm like, yes, I get to revisit Ezio again.
Right.
I wanted to play that thing about five or six times, but the codex was hands down probably the hardest thing that you can actually do, aside from trying to open the sewers and stuff like that, because it would glitch, like Crush said, even with the masquerade scene and everything too.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the early game had a lot of glitches. There's no doubt about that. I can't remember how many times I would try to run up a one story building and couldn't get on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
It's a one story building. Are you serious? I can run up hours and jump in, but I can't run up.
I also had another thing, too, where I was actually trapped in the building. Like, literally. Yeah. And CEO was just like doing this the whole entire time. And like, well, I guess he's now part of Doctor Strange and now it's in the MCU now. I don't know. But I was like, I'm going to have to restart this. This sucks. But it had some glitches. It was funky, but I loved it. I just loved the story overall. Yeah. The Italian story, the horses, the grenades, the smoke grenades and stuff like that.
Yes.
Some of the best stuff that
I think Assassin's Creed has always done, and it was a minor detail, but it always helped, like, put me into each one of these games, and they've only got better. But the background music that they've done, like it just puts you in the tone of Venice. Like you hear the sounds of harps, you hear the sound.
Yes.
The minor details that they did, even with those first few games, putting those like little bits of music in there, were always just so.
And you can even hire prostitutes to hide you.
Oh yeah,
yes, that's right. You sure could.
I totally forgot. I totally forgot when you're walking around the streets, you could hear the people preaching and all that stuff.
It was a living world.
Things.
They were shopping. They were running shops. Like they did a really good job as making the world livable. You know. But I forgot about the prostitutes that you could have them hide you. That's so true.
Don't worry, John's got you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know what, Trust? You know, you love Leonardo da Vinci. You love the Venice thing. Not me. I like the prostitutes.
You know what? It's fair. Somebody's got to say it, John. Damn it.
Well, guys. So we then have these guys are great. We then have Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, okay? That was in 2010. That was a direct sequel to Assassin's Creed 2, and it continues the story of Ezio. This time around, Desmond is back to stop the 2012 apocalypse from taking place. You play Ezio during the Italian Wars, 1500 to 1507, in an attempt to rebuild the Assassin Brotherhood in the country. Now, before that, they also, the games were getting so popular. You had Assassin's Creed Bloodlines in 2009 on the PSP, and then the DS had Assassin's Creed 2 Discovery. So,
which was trash.
Which was, yeah, that was absolutely
Discovery trash. Was the worst thing to ever be released.
Absolutely. Did you guys like 3 or did you not like 3? I think that's when I started to fall off a little bit. You like 3? Don, what did you like about it?
I absolutely love 3.
You're talking about Brotherhood, right?
Yeah, Brotherhood.
No, I'm not the hugest fan of Brotherhood. I don't think it's a bad game, but I don't think it's one of their best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same. I think at that point it was kind of, we were seeing a lot of it. It was coming out every other year, every 2 years. I kind of, when Brotherhood came out, I kind of just slowed down on playing the Assassin's Creed. But then when we speed up and we get to like Black Flag, we'll go to Black Flag. Did everyone play Black Flag?
Well, yeah. So for me, like Assassin's Creed's, like it kind of felt like copy pasta. Kind of like same thing, you know, different time period, but kind of just copy pasta with Black Flag. And what got me really interested with Black Flag was that it was so different than anything that we saw. Instead, like, I mean, dude, the whole naval exploration and like being able to upgrade your ship and fight other ships, and like it still had the land exploration aspects, but like using your harpoon to fucking get giant fish or go hunting in the land. Like, there's just so many different aspects to Black Flag that made me want to play Assassin's Creed again. It was like seeing the first one and seeing a game that's so different in that whole time period.
Right.
And then we get Black Flag and it's like the best pirate game we've ever had. And it didn't even mean to be a pirate game.
Yeah. So their thing with Black Flag was, and I'll read it here, it says, building and expanding upon many of the new exploration and hunting mechanics first found in 3. Black Flag is the first game in a series without modern-day protagonist Desmond Miles, because Miles was done in Revelations. That was the last time that we experienced him. Instead, you play as an unnamed Abstergo employee and Welsh pirate Edward Kenway, grandfather of Connor in 3. So, and you're in search of the observatory. So I played that. It was kind of odd because, you know, ships came into it. And at that point, we're so used to just, you know, the Assassin's Creed, you're on land, you know, you do get to hunt, but this was just totally different. And I liked it. I was kind of surprised by the ship mechanics and how well it worked, and it worked really good. So that was really exciting, exploring different islands and landing on an island and figuring that out. But the setup was just, it was just different. It was so different.
I mean, I can't say a bad thing about this game. I loved it, every second of it. I loved the aspects of being on the open sea. It was that perfect in-between era where muskets and flintlock pistols were just kind of getting introduced into the world. And but you still had all these like cutlasses and all these great swords from this time period.
Right.
And I loved the actual story of it. Like, I think the main character's name was Connor. And I mean, it was just a great progression throughout the entire thing. I loved every second of that game. And I mean, sea shanties, guys.
Yeah,
100%.
I forgot about that.
I will never forget. Those sea shanties are on my playlist.
Yeah, it's one of the greatest parts of the game. I agree.
And of course, they continued that in. We have Origins, and Origins was all right. It was fun. I love the whole Egypt thing. Origins was just a whole new situation, an open world. And from Origins, we have, of course, John's out of here. We have Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Who's played? Is it just Don and I?
I've watched it, but I haven't played it.
I just gotta say, Origins, you get to slide down the Pyramid of Giza, and I've slid down that thing so many damn times.
Yes.
So many damn times.
Yes. That was, Origins was so, so fun. Oh, had a good time, Odyssey comes, and that just blew me away. That was, because it was Odyssey, if you guys don't know, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the open world Assassin's Creed. That's the new reimagine Assassin's Creed. You get to choose a character that you want to play. You could be the sister or the brother, and I forget their names. And you're continuing Alexis. Layla.
Alexios and
Alexio and sister's name.
Goodness. I am blanking on the girl's name. Yeah,
yeah, because she is very actually important because you actually you play her to start. Cassandra. Well, Cassandra, you play Cassandra, the other one or comes Alexio. Up
later in the story.
Right. That's yes.
Cool part too. That's yes. The other cool part.
So you get to choose from a Cassandra or Alexio, guys. And the Greek world is just the colors were so bright. Everything's beautiful. The water. I mean, you have an underwater world. I mean, it's the map. The map is crazy huge. It is so freaking awesome. And the people that you meet in history, you know, you meet people.
The best skins ever in a game.
There you go. Right.
The best outfits you can get, the best like NPC player outfits, like everything is perfect. It's really amazing. Again, attention to detail that they really do in these games because you don't for 1 second feel out of place. Now, always the dialogue is horrible. They're just bad writing dialogue. Every Assassin's Creed game has the worst dialogue ever. It's just random, stupid conversations that make no sense. But
right.
Other than that, if you turn off the sound of the voices and listen to everything else, it's perfect. It's,
it really is.
But
and they
did go another level on Odyssey, I agree.
The ship being in the ocean. I mean, wow, does the ocean not feel like you're in the ocean?
The shipwrecks they have, too, that you could dive. My gosh. The one where you're feeling the shark comes. Oh, my God, that's a freaking hard one.
Yeah. That like I said, that was just, I'm still loving it. I put it on because I haven't finished it, of course, but I'll put it on and just play it all evening long and just have a good time and discovering new treasures. And that's the awesome thing. But the storyline also, it's a great storyline. I love the storyline. You end up being thrown over the cliff because you're actually not the, you killed as a little boy, you killed one of a Spartan ruler or leader. So because of that, your dad has to get rid of you. So he throws Alexio off the cliff and you think he's dead and gone. He washes ashore in this small town. And in the small town, you have this really guy. I love the guy that finds him who ends up raising him. And then he's off to find out who his dad, he's looking for his mom, his dad. It's just this whole journey that you go on.
And dad is the leader of the Spartans. And,
yes, the wolf.
Oh my God, there's so much great things. You get to decide if you want to fight as a Spartan with the Spartans or against them.
That's right.
There's so many great decisions you get to make.
Right. In this game. The war is absolutely awesome because what you do is when you get to a certain town, your goal in that town is to disable the army. You want to make sure that you do that. So you're killing and hitting every fort that they have. And as you do that, that security level for that place goes down. Once you find there's a leader in each little town, wherever there's a leader, once you get that leader, it's done. And then at that point, you want to go to war. And when you go to war, you win. It's like this huge battle. And the battle is just so freaking awesome. The controls are really good. Like everything is very super responsive. And your eagle eye that you have now, you can literally, I don't know if you've done it, but I'm kind of lazy. I'll sit there and pick off every freaking person using the eagle attack.
You can attack people with the eagle in that one.
You can absolutely attack them. You can take out a whole fort and hide in the bushes and just have them go up and kill this person. Amazing. And I've done it. I've just sat and spent a whole half hour because I don't want to go in there yet and just pick off certain people with my eagle. And then I'll go in there and clear the whole thing. So, I mean, you can do so much in this game. So Odyssey has to be one of my favorites. We're going to fast forward. There's also Valhalla, guys.
Valhalla's great.
I haven't played Valhalla.
Valhalla is...
It looks awesome, though. Amazing. I really do want to play it because it looks so fucking cool.
The great thing about these games, too, is I think if other than obviously you have to do a certain amount of, you know, prerequisite in the story to get to a certain point. But once you get to the open world part, if you just want to be a Viking, man, go pick up Valhalla because it's so fun to just be a fucking Viking. Like, it really is. Like, any of these games, like to be in the Egyptian times, to be in the Roman times, whatever. Like, just grab one, and if you don't want to play the story for the story, that's fine.
Right.
Just go do that. Like, just go be in.
And you can spend hours just doing that and never hit. Yeah. I also thought that the side missions, I kind of, in Odyssey, I enjoyed doing the side missions because some of the side missions that you do, those people are can help you with main missions that you're on. And you don't realize that they're giving you a clue. You go meet someone in a cave somewhere that happens mm-hmm. to deal with what you're originally looking for. So the side missions are really good. The people in those towns, I had a great time just picking up a side mission and going doing something. And what do you know, it led back to, you know, A, B, or C. So that one's a lot of fun. And now we're going to jump ahead and we're going to discuss Assassin's Creed Mirage, the newest one that's out. And Don and I were talking about it. Don, where you're at, what do you think about it so far?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't want to spoil, I guess, too much.
Right.
I don't know how much we can or can't spoil, but I'm basically, you go back to Baghdad at a certain point after some things happen, and I'm probably 3 or 4 missions into that part. So it's technically the beginning of the game, but it is a few hours into the game. So that's really as much as I can say. I mean, as far as the story goes, again, I think it's a really good story so far. I haven't really found any issues. Right. You get to do a lot of cool things. Like you break into, I can't remember the name of the prison now, but at that time it was like one of the most secure prisons. It was one of the most brutal prisons of the time. So you get to break into it and do some cool stuff in there. So there's a lot of fun stuff so far. I haven't finished the game, but so far what I love about this game, I mean, is again, the beautifulness of it being in a time period, walking around the markets, hearing people talk about everything. It's just, it's so much fun to be in these games sometimes and not even playing the missions, just kind of walking around and being
absolutely
a person, you know? So they brought back sort of like the, well, they always kind of have it, but this one I think is a little bit different, like the recognition system. So depending on how many bars you have filled up, you can either be recognized or like seriously attacked or like they're coming for you. Right. So it's a little bit different in that sense, but it's fun because you'll just be walking around, not realize that you have like a small, the first bar one. And people are just like, it's him. He did it. I'm just like, well, what did I do? I was like 20 minutes ago. What are you talking about? Like,
it's a lot of fun.
I mean, find your like, you know, like wanted poster and rip them down, but it's fun. They've added a lot of cool things. It's Assassin's Creed as usual, but I think there's a lot of good stuff they've added, so I'm having fun playing it. I'll say that.
Same here. I'm enjoying the story.
I just downloaded it,
you know,
and I'm gonna get
into
it soon. Yes.
Okay. Definitely. It's I recommend it so far. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the story so far. Also, I will say that there is a point in the game where in this one they actually show you going through becoming an assassin.
Yeah.
You know, yes, so cool. I love that. That was really awesome.
I have a fun fact for you, Rossi. I have a fun fact for you. So actually, all of you guys, because you'll notice it if you play it. When you're training to be an assassin, in the background on the mountain is a manor with a clock at the top of it. I think you know what I'm saying. It's the one from the very first Assassin's Creed. That's the manor.
Really?
Yeah, remember when you climb up to the very top and you have the fight with the dude?
Yeah.
And you become the assassin? That's when you become that's in the background where you're training at. That's that
manor. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure. If you look at them side by side, they look exactly the same. Like,
that's pretty cool.
No,
the manor, and then it has the top tower, and it's got all the things that go around the spiral and all. Yeah, it's got all of them.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it is the same one from the first one. I really do. I was looking at it, and I'm like, there's no way. And then I'm like, it might be. I don't know. Maybe. And I looked at them side by side. It's pretty close. Right. It's pretty damn close. So I'm hoping it is the same one.
I'm going to check that. Definitely check that out. Listen, guys, this is our Assassin's Creed episode. So far, I want to ask you guys this one last question. Are you looking forward to more Assassin's Creed games, or do you guys feel like at some point let's just end this?
I was looking into it, and they said they have a whole new thing coming out soon, like Assassin's Creed Affinity is what they're describing it as, and they have two games that they're going to be doing that'll be like the forefront of it. And I think one of them is Assassin's Creed Red, which will be in set in Japan.
That's cool.
Assassin's Creed Hex, which is rumored to be set in Central Europe during the 16th century. Probably around the time of the plague and all that stuff.
That's true. And what sounds really cool,
because if you get to be a samurai, man, that would be
that would be
a new place they haven't gone yet. They could really have fun. So
they haven't.
They say they want to do. they want to do a new design philosophy for the series to provide a better future for the releases of the games.
Okay,
is what they described Assassin's Creed Infinity.
Okay. Well, if they if they do that, I think that would be.
I think that's the one I've been like wanting.
Yeah, the samurai, absolutely. And if they can do it in an open world, a great story, but doing in an open world setting, kind of how they did Odyssey, that would be just the things that you can discover during that time period would be awesome. I'm down for it. I absolutely am
without
down
100%.
You could do like Ghost of Tsushima, but in Assassin's Creed. Oh my!
Yeah, right.
The weapons, you had access to as like a samurai or even a ninja or any type of like Japan-esque weapons. Oh my god! You unlock so much more.
I think you got to put it somewhere then between like 12 and like 1600, because that was kind of when that was like at its like peak. You know, all that kind of samurai stuff, all that stuff.
Ghost of Tsushima and you know, Assassin's Creed, kind of, if you can do that, that would be awesome, because that game is amazing. I'm almost done with it, but that game is amazing. And you talk about tight controls, that game's controls are tight as, I mean, every button. So yeah, definitely, I can't wait to play that. Trust, final words?
I think that's probably got me the most excited for any Assassin's Creed game, is that right there in Japan. That does
Awesome.
I really think that's awesome,
I want to ask, did anyone play Assassin's Creed Rogue or Unity?
I played them, but they just didn't hook me like some of the other, I just don't remember playing them like the other ones,
Okay, definitely this is weird, because Rogue and Unity released on the same exact day, and they wanted to use like all the full power that the Xbox One had, so they released Unity just for the Xbox One, and they released Rogue for the Xbox One and 360. And I've heard lots of bad things about Rogue. I heard that people liked it, because they like the story and everything, and if you beat Rogue, it goes right into Unity, because Unity, the very start of it, is the ending of Rogue. But I heard that, and I also heard weird things about Unity, the fact that when it first came out, it kind of rubbed people the wrong way, because there were so many bugs, kind of like Cyberpunk. There was the faces where it was just the eyes and the teeth, and there was just a whole bunch of bugs when the game first came out. And it rubbed people the wrong way. But I also heard that people who didn't have an Xbox One at first, like when it first came out, they got it a little bit later, and they got Unity and played it. They played Unity in the state that it was supposed to come out in, and people loved it.
Wait a minute, Unity the one that had the online version?
Where you could play online? Yeah.
Yes.
I did play that game. I do remember that game. Yeah.
Do you like Unity?
You're like trying to like kill each other, but always like. Everybody was hiding, waiting for somebody to walk by so they could do like the, you know, the jump down kill. But everybody was just hiding. So it was just everybody camping on a map. Nobody's actually trying to kill anybody. It was so dumb.
Well, guys, listen.
And people just randomly spread out on different rooftops and in hay bales and all kinds of shit. Like, dumb shit.
Yeah, no wonder that got left over. I never played it. I never played it. But I do want to say this. So that's our show, guys. Assassin's Creed, through the history of Assassin's Creed, the series. Inbox me, guys. Let me know what you guys think. What's your favorite Assassin's Creed? Are you looking forward, you know, to Samurai Assassin's Creed, you know? Also, what we're going to do next time is, I figure, guys, since it's October, I thought that we can discuss the Silent Hill series And nice. Does everyone like Silent Hill? What do you guys think?
I love Silent Hill.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I haven't played a Silent Hill in a while, but I love Silent Hill.
Yeah, sure. I haven't played them in a while, but I think we have there's a new Silent Hill that should be coming out here soon. And yeah. I definitely would like to discuss the first few Silent Hill. So we will bring that to you guys in a few weeks. We will discuss Silent Hill, probably the week of Halloween, maybe we will do that. And, yeah, absolutely. So we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. We will be discussing Silent Hill again, guys. If you love Assassin's Creed like we do, go pick up Mirage. If you haven't played it, it's out for the PlayStation 5. Please, I think you can get it on other consoles. So far, it's a really good game. Anyways, again, let me know what you think about Assassin's Creed, your favorite Assassin's Creed. Hit me up at movieloversunite at gmail.com or rossitalks@gmail.com. Shows that's coming up. What do you got coming up, Jason?
We are going to be doing a D&D episode for Gaming in the Multiverse. We are also going to be doing what?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your head. No, something else I need to know about.
No.
Also, we are going to do an episode in the probably this week or next week, just going over new games that have come out that we played, because Don and I have both. I know I have been kind of going through this phase where I'm downloading games and uninstalling them because either I like them or don't like them, and right. keeping the ones right. I do. So, going to do a deep dive on stuff like that soon.
Awesome. Don?
It. Yes, that. And we are still working on Titans on our end. We are doing still movie reviews, trailer reviews, all that stuff. So definitely awesome. Check all that stuff out, guys. We have some really fun ones we did this week, actually, this past week.
Yes.
Awesome. Check them all. Trust.
Oh, you know me. Same shit, different day. Grinding okay. COD Mobile.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Got 7 new followers on my last stream.
Awesome.
I got a peak of 40 viewers. Like I told you, nice. held yes. 33 of them for the entire stream. And
awesome.
Nice.
It's been going good, man. Yeah. Bit growth good has job. Been good. Got contacted about that lady who wanted to do the marketing and all that stuff right. on my channel, which right. I respectfully declined, but
right.
still, you know, streaming's been going really good, and
oh, yeah.
just enjoying building a community.
That's awesome. Congrats to you guys. So next week, guys, on Wednesday, the 25th, I have Kristen Duff, the actress that starred in the movie Purse with Eric Roberts. Her and I are going to be discussing that movie Purse with Eric Roberts, and it will be her and I discussing it and her how she felt about doing a film. It's a horror film, so Kristen and I are going to be reviewing that. And that's all I have right now. Please go and check out John DeGregorio for Movie Lovers Unite, and also don't forget about A-Town Alex Haynes for his reviews, and you can check him out on Instagram. Appreciate you guys joining us again tonight. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the show. And please hit the subscribe, hit the like. Go check out the Multiverse of Geekdom. Hit the subscribe, hit the like. You guys will enjoy what they're doing as well. Until next time, guys, we are out.